Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a great big hello and welcome. You're listening to the Rick Rockhill Radio Show. I'm Rick Rockhill, and appreciate you tuning in today. So, how many of you folks out there have a kitty cat? Kitty cat, yes. Today's show is all about cat chat, and specifically, I'm going to be talking about litter box health and some of the myths that I hope to reveal about cat litter. Do you know what dangers are lurking in your cat's litter box? Well, today, I hope you'll be able to learn a few new things about litter box health. And I've got a special guest who will be joining us today, Dr. Karen Halligan. She's the Chief Veterinary Officer of the Lucy Pet Foundation. But together, we're going to be exploring some of these things that are out there, as well as some of the latest technology and innovations in cat litter. So let's go to the phone and see if we can get Dr. Karen Halligan. Doc, are you there with us?
Good morning, Rick. Of course, because Kinky Girl and my cat Nathan, they wake me up around 6 o'clock every morning. So they're really good alarm clocks.
Well, any of us who have a cat, we can all relate to that. Cats are,
right.
They are incredible alarm clocks. Nature's alarm clocks, yes.
Yes, that's it.
So for our listeners who are tuning in today, I just kind of an introduction by way of Dr. Halligan. So you are the Chief Veterinary Officer at the Lucy Pet Foundation, and I'm proud to sit on the board of the foundation as well. But you have quite a career. I mean, you've got a lengthy career in as practicing vet, and you've worked for the SPCALA as well as a kind of a shelter vet, isn't that right?
Yes, I was a shelter vet for close to 20 years at the SPCALA.
So you've seen quite a bit, I can imagine, over that period of time.
Yes, that really changed my life. I graduated from UC Davis in 1989, wanted to be an equine orthopedic surgeon, and then ended up in small animal, went through a divorce, and then ended up in shelter medicine. And it really changed my life, but I'm so grateful to that path because as a shelter vet, I just saw the unthinkable, and it is my mission now to help be part of the solution. And as the Chief Veterinary Officer for the Lucy Pet Foundation, that's what we do, is we're trying to change the fact that 80,000 cats, dogs, kittens, and puppies are euthanized every week in our country.
Unreal. Unreal. I don't think people know that stat, and I know that you've worked really hard to get that out there. I know some people who are tuning in may also know you from TV. You've been all over the TV, of course, like Dogs 101, Cats 101, other things like that. You're all over. I see you on all the shows all the time. So you're kind of a celebrity vet. I know that. I don't want to throw that around too lightly. But at any rate, I really appreciate you calling in today. And the topic of today's show is cat chat. And what I really wanted to cover is really some of the litter box health issues that people may not be aware of specifically. And I know there's some really interesting things out there. And in full transparency, I work with Lucy Pet Products. And our company, all of the profits go to the Lucy Pet Foundation. So we are products for the cause. But we developed a cat litter called Cats Incredible, brand new technology that we partnered up with some folks to really change the health of cats. And I think you were an integral part of that as through this process. And I think what people don't realize are some of the reasons maybe why we did this. So I wanted to talk about this for a minute because as a shelter vet and as a practicing vet today, you've had a chance to see things from a different perspective, right? And this kind of was what led us to develop Cats Incredible Litter. But what is it you found through your studies and your work in the shelters about cats and some of the health problems that come up from ammonia exposure? That's really the big issue, as we've come to learn, is that there's this ammonia. It's toxic, right? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. Well, you know, what's interesting, Rick, is that all those years I worked in the shelters, I was sick a lot. I was constantly getting colds. And, you know, I look back now and I think, wow, I mean, when we're housing hundreds of cats, sometimes I would do large intakes of over 300 cats at a time coming into the shelter. And the ammonia smell from the litter was so powerful in our shelter. And you never really thought about how that affects your own health and, of course, the health of the cats because, you know, we're so much larger, lung volume versus a cat's volume. And ammonia toxicity, it has been documented, in extreme cases can even lead to death in very high levels. So the levels that we're seeing probably in the shelters and people that have multiple cats or cat boxes is something that I think is going to be shocking to people to realize that they and their kitties are being exposed to this, you know, toxin in your house.
It's really scary. And I have a cat as well. And I know there's plenty of times I would kind of get a little bit lax and scooping the litter box. And you kind of walk into that, my box is in the laundry room and plenty of space. It's a good size room, but I skip a day, you know, scooping and you kind of forget about it, get busy. All of us do. And you walk in the room and it just knocks you out. And, you know, you think for a minute, oh, that's unpleasant for me. But what's really scary is, you know, I'm whatever I am, 160 pounds, 5'8", you know, I'm not a big guy, but I'm well off the floor. My cat is only, 16 pounds? He's got tiny lungs. And he's sitting in that litter box multiple times a day getting exposed to that.
Right.
And, you know, I'll be honest. I've been in the pet industry over 20 years. I never put this connection together between my cat's eyes that water constantly, that he drools and he has all these other issues. I never thought that I was the person causing that for my poor cat. It was really
contributing
scary.
To it.
Yes.
Yeah, well, and, you know, it's interesting. As a shelter vet, Rick, you know, worked in private practice 10 years before I entered the shelter world. And, I mean, I would see cats with upper respiratory, but in the shelter, the statistics are 90%, okay, 90% of all cats in the shelters get an upper respiratory infection. I mean, it's ubiquitous. And we would all say, oh, it's, you know, they're stressed and, oh, I guess, you know, it's just the viruses are everywhere. But see, I'm now wondering how much of the environmental cause of ammonia is predisposing these poor cats to developing these colds because the smell is so high because you have multiple litter boxes and they're using just, you know, Johnny Cat. I mean, they pretty much, the shelters are, you know, always on a budget. So they're not using Cat's Incredible Litter, which has, you know, a patent ingredient that stops ammonia from forming. And I'm excited to put that in some shelters and actually see if that makes a difference.
Sure. Well, I wouldn't want to talk about any other brands out there specifically by name. I think that you're right. There are some, because just for people don't know or whatever reason, they're using any, you know, just say any old cat litter, right?
Right.
And, you know, oddly enough, you know, as strange as things happen in the world, I, early in my career, I was a cat litter buyer, okay? So I don't know, back in the late 90s, I was a cat litter buyer at a large retailer, and I remember being the guy in the chair where people would come in and they'd show us all these cat litter things. And I didn't know. I just assumed the cheapest litter was best. It's just the dog, the cat's using it just to, you know, go to the bathroom. So they all kind of seem to do the same thing. But I learned later that some are better than others. But what we have found together here at Lucy Pet Products, both of us haven't been involved in this. I want our listeners to know, is that there really is an enormous difference in the health of your cat if you find the right product. And the right product is, you know, I do sound like a pitch person here, and I'm being transparent so people know that I'm involved in it. But I do want it to be very informational here that what we've developed is a cat litter that has a patented technology that Lucy Pet Products calls, and that technology, this is the only cat litter on the market that has this technology. It is an exclusive license from very smart scientists who developed it. And basically, this has technology that stops that ammonia, that dangerous ammonia, from even forming. So my question for you, Doc, is how does that ammonia form? Can you just briefly tell us what is it that makes that cheese in the box? Why does ammonia get in there?
Well, so a normal healthy cat only produces a very small amount of ammonia in their urine. The urine waste is largely breaking down the protein in their food. And, you know, cats are true carnivores, so they have a higher level of protein content that they should be eating than dogs or humans. So part of the protein breakdown is urea, uric acid. And that combines with bacteria in the litter box from the feces and just present, and that creates the ammonia. All right. Now, if you have a cat that has, you know, a high level of ammonia, that could indicate that they have a bladder infection, because cats typically don't make a lot of ammonia when they're urinating. But that develops because the litter box is a perfect environment for that chemical conversion from the uric acid, large amounts in the urine, plus bacteria, turns into the ammonia. And what's cool is that the Cat's Incredible has the ingredient from Dow that actually blocks that enzyme. See, so it's not toxic. It's at all. It just stops an enzyme
completely
that would naturally occur. It's completely safe. Yes. It just blocks that little chemical reaction. And so, you know, it's just amazing. I've used it for months, and, you know, to not have that smell anymore is just, you know, because like we said, you know, with cats, you don't really know how, well, we're doing studies, and we've done some that can show how really horrible that is for them. And it also stops them from going to the litter box. That's one of the number one reasons why we have cats not using their litter box, is because the litter box smells. Because in the wild, they're going to go to a place that smells good for them to pee, not in a box that maybe you forgot to change or has other kitties pee in it.
Sure. Well, that is really the issue. I think what's fascinating for me is when we tie this all back, the Lucy Pet Foundation, you know, part of that mission is to stop the influx, the overpopulation of cats. Cats that are being given up and abandoned, the shelters get overcrowded, so they can't handle it. They have to put the kitties down. You know, lots of cats being put down unnecessarily. And we know from our research that one of the top reasons cats get abandoned is because they stop using litter box. The person gets upset. They say, "Oh, this darn cat," and they give it up.
Yes.
That sounds harsh, but that's the reality. So, as a company, if we can stop that rate of cats abandoning, of not use the litter box,
right,
and therefore their human doesn't give them up to a shelter, that kind of helps, you know, break the cycle a little bit, I'm hoping. I mean, we have a very broad mission at the foundation, but I think what's cool is that we were able to develop a product with a lot of other folks, help from other folks, but at the end of the day, this Cat's Incredible litter has something that can really help break that cycle, and we wanted to try to get that message out to more people. So I think it's very interesting technology.
Yeah, and also, Rick, I think, you know, we've got to get more people adopting cats, because the breeding cycle of cats, one cat and all its offspring in 7 years can make 420,000 cats, versus a dog, it's only 67,000. So in the shelters, you have way too many kitties. Well, one of the biggest deterrents to a person adopting a kitten or cat is they don't want to deal with the litter box, and they don't want to deal with the smell. And so by using the litter, Cat's Incredible, that prevents that smell, that's going to open the door for a lot more people to say, maybe I'll try getting a cat, because I'm not going to have to deal with the noxious smell of ammonia when I walk into the house.
Sure. And I understand you were recently at the Pacific Vet Conference in San Francisco, and you were talking about this technology, this breakthrough technology in Cat's Incredible. What was the reception like from the veterinary community? Just a quick minute before our break. Tell me what you heard from the veterinary community.
People were like, do I want to say jaw-dropping as veterinarians? They were like, really? I mean, they were so excited. And the other thing I wanted to educate them on is we do have the light lavender scented. Now, I was always like, don't use scented, because cats don't like scent. They smell 14 times better than we do. But what was really fun was to talk to the veterinarians about how we chose a light lavender scent because we're not masking any odor. So we can make it be almost like aromatherapy, whereas the other brands that have scent, it just knocks you out because it's trying to cover up the ammonia smell.
All right. Well, that's interesting stuff. Doc, hang on just a minute. We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back just after this message.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do you know what dangers are lurking in your cat's litter box? Well, the folks at Lucy Pet Products do. It's ammonia, which is toxic to your cat and to you. New Cats Incredible has patented technology that actually stops ammonia from forming in the litter box. Give your cat a healthier litter box today by switching to Cats Incredible Litter. All profits go to help animals in need. Available at your local pet.
Well, and we're back. Sorry about that. I'm a little rusty on the board today. It's Sunday morning here, and I'm still working on my first cup of coffee. But this is Rick Rockhill. You're listening to the Rick Rockhill Radio Show. And I'm here with Dr. Karen Halligan, who's joining us today to talk about litter box health, cat chat. So, Doc, thanks for being here again, and appreciate you spending so much time with us.
No, I love educating people.
Yeah, me too. I've been doing this show for, I don't know, maybe 8 years, and I've a lot of different topics that we talk about, but one of them is pets, the general category of pets and animal welfare, and this is always one of the shows that gets the most downloads and listens, so it's great to have you, to have an expert like you on the show today. So we're talking about, in Cat Chat, we're talking about litter box health, and before the break, we talked about this new technology that's in this Cat's Incredible Litter, and really appreciate you taking us through that. I know this litter is available at your local independent pet stores and Petco stores nationwide. Have you found at your office that you work at that folks have been asking for something? Has there been a good reception so far to it? What are you hearing on just in general with the litter?
Well, it's funny because I just put it in Marina Veterinary Center, which is a clinic I work at on a regular basis to keep, you know, my skills up in other areas and also to be able to see clients. And within 10 minutes of me putting it in the reception area, I sold like 3 bags. People were like, "This," because not only is it phenomenal litter, but it's designed to make it easy for the cat owner to use, because litter is very bulky and sometimes hard to get in the box. And this has like the shape of the bag is a two-handle pour. And so that combined with the profits all going to fund the foundation to save kitties' lives and the smell squasher patented technology, I mean, it's just a no-brainer.
Well, I couldn't agree more. It's really great stuff, but I don't want this whole show to be just about that. So I'd like to transition a little bit and talk about something that has been on my mind for quite a while, and that's about some of the myths that are out there around cat litter. And I know that we chose to use a natural clay for Cats Incredible, and some people may say, gee, why did you do that? That's not the most earth-friendly product out there, clay. And I would say to people, well, what makes you think that? Why? And then, oh, well, I read this on the Internet. I read that on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what I'd like to do is just spend a few minutes here, some time talking about some of those myths. Because when we look at this from a different perspective, there is a very different story around those alternative litters. Things like corn and wheat that you may have seen, they may not be as eco-friendly or earth-friendly as you may have been led to believe. And I wanted to spend a few minutes. I want to share a few things with our listeners today about that. And again, almost 20 years ago, when I was a cat litter buyer, I remember when these other litters were being brought to market, and they sure looked interesting, I'll be honest with you. Things, all kinds of stuff out there. But those companies are saying, oh, this is earth-friendly. It's environmentally friendly because it's corn or it's wheat. And okay, yeah. I remember trying them because I had my cat Owen. I made sure that every product that was brought to me, I tried it when I was a buyer. I was still kind of young and green, but I did try them all. And I remember that those alternative litters, none of them perform in terms of clumping, controlling waste. None of them really mm-hmm. do as good a job strictly in terms of performance of cat waste that clay litter, kind of defining this negative attitude around clay. And as a result, people have misinformation. But I think what I've been observing is the only reason people use these alternative litters is they're kind of sort of sacrificing performance because they feel like they're doing something good for the environment. Now, when you fast forward almost 20 years, when I look at what we've been doing with developing Cat's Incredible Litter, and we mm-hmm. chose to use natural clay, which is just a mineral coming from the earth. It's pure sodium right. bentonite mineral. The reason mm-hmm. why we chose that was because of the studies that we did. That very interesting that not only does do some of those litters not perform as well in terms of, you know, clumping and so forth, corn and wheat are food. It is a food grain. Mm-hmm. And those ingredients, those products, they tend to rot and get moldy. Mm-hmm. And when that moisture enters mm-hmm. the litter box from a cat peeing, it also attracts pests, develops bacteria. We swabbed those litter boxes, and the bacteria in those corn and wheat pans was off the charts. And I guess it makes sense, right? Because corn, wheat is food. What happens when you leave food in your mm-hmm. house, and whether it's in the fridge or in the counter, it gets old and wet? What happens? Mold forms, bacteria forms. So I've never felt those are appropriate materials for cat litter. But people think that it's good for the environment. And so I don't know if you had that observation too, Doc, about that bacteria. Do mm-hmm. you have any view on that?
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely agree with everything you said. And I tried that. You know, the litter that came out that was supposed to be the best litter on the market years ago, the wheat-based, and I got a moth infestation from using the litter. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Really?
And, oh, God, it was horrible. I couldn't figure out where it came from, and then I realized, oh, my gosh, it was from the litter that I was trying that. They did really good marketing, and like you said, people want to be eco-friendly and stuff. But the bottom line mm-hmm. on it is, first of all, for a cat, they're going to want to use what most mimics what they would use in the wild. And that is probably more like the clay-based litter. I think mm-hmm. that is veterinarians have done lots of studies to show that that's the litter they prefer overwhelmingly. And there is a lot of voodoo stuff online about sodium bentonite, which, like it's a chemical. It's not. It's natural. It's from clay. It's clay. So I think that's the thing that people don't understand, that it's not toxic. They're not going to die from it. And it's the most preferred type of substrate for cats to go potty in is the clay.
Do you know, Doc, that if I drank too much water, I would die?
I know.
People say crazy things like, well, if your cat eats sodium bentonite clay, if they eat clay, they're going to die. Well, I could die from drinking water. By the way, I would die if I ate too much of anything. So, I mean, you have to be reasonable. But the thing that I want to share with you and our listeners today is that this is an interesting take. So we took a look at the complete, what they call the life cycle of the different, litter products that are out there. And we said, let's mm-hmm. take a look at this and make sure we understand the whole story. When you look at the process to make cat litter, it starts with, different steps, right? So make a clay litter. Basically, it starts with, we make sure we use responsible mining, companies who are very environmentally conscious, and that's the whole story. But basically, to make clay litter, you basically have some trucks that dig the earth. That doesn't take long. They take the clay out of the – and by the way, I've personally been to the places where this is done in our mm-hmm. country. They just dig up the soil. They take the clay out. They dry it. Then it goes into a machine that it's called an extruder. It basically, heats it, and then you crush the clumps down. You put it through a sieve mm-hmm. like a screen so it gets to a certain particle size, and then you package it. Of course, Cat's Incredible adds the technology that stops ammonia. But my point is there's not a lot of steps or energy involved in making that. Now, when you add, when you look at that process I just described and you really want to know how green is it, the CO2 emissions of that of clay, to mine clay and produce it, on average, it's just 30 grams of CO2 per cat per day. It's the equivalent of a 12-watt LED bulb running for just 6 hours. So clay litter has very low carbon emissions. And by the way, that process I described is not strip mining. That's the land is reclaimed with fresh topsoil. Mm-hmm. They refeed it for wildlife. Now, when you look at the other litters, corn and wheat, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
First, it takes water to grow the crops. Then they have to fertilize. Some of them you actually use mm-hmm. pesticides for the crops. Then they have to use lots of trucks and labor to harvest the corn or the wheat. Then it's got to be washed with more water. Then you've got to dry it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to go to the same steps with clay. You extrude it. You put it through a screen sieving. Then you package it. When you look at all those steps, seven different steps to process corn and wheat, it is much higher CO2 emission than clay. And so
mm-hmm.
when you pile that on, when you really look at the full life cycle, you say, wow, it takes so much more energy, resources, water, just to manufacture corn and wheat litter. And, oh, by the way, it doesn't perform as well. It feeds bacteria and mold.
Mm-hmm.
It rots in the presence of moisture. You get pests. It doesn't even perform as well. It's a more expensive and complex production process. It has very poor carbon results. The facts really speak for themselves. And I think what we wanted to do today was just sort of dispel some of those myths that people have and may, you know, prevent them from giving a clay litter a fair shake. So I'm not saying that all clay litters do the same processes. I think Lucy Pet has gone through extreme steps to make sure that the partners that we use are
mm-hmm.
responsible, eco-friendly. They do a really good job. I have personally been there to see it. And I'm
mm-hmm.
happy to share all that. I put some of this information right on my own blog. In fact, for anyone who wants to check it out, you can just search rickrockhillblogspot.com and you'll find my articles. But I just tweeted out a graphic on Twitter a little while ago with this information for anyone who wants to see it. And you know, now that we're kind of winding down today's episode, I just wanted to see, Doc, if you have any thoughts around that. We just have a minute or so,
mm-hmm.
but any perspective on this?
Well, no, it's so true. And I just have to bring up Joey Herrick is our founder. Him and his wife founded Natural Balance like 20-something years ago. And then after they sold it, they put all the, you know, $1.2 million to get the foundation up and running to give back. And they're the type of people that I know, you know, working with them, that they're all about environment and being, you know, just putting out the best product ever. That's why their food was so popular. And so that kind of pervades into the foundation and the products that, you know, we go above and beyond. It's not just making a buck. It's about creating something that's really innovative and new and changing. It's going to change the way people think about adopting a cat, about the litter, because like you said, it, you know, we take a lot of time to develop something that's really good for the environment and for pets and for pet owners. Not, you know, it's a family-owned company. And so that's another reason why you'd want to, you know, buy the products, because, you know, we have heart and it feels good to work for a company like that.
Doc, where can people get more information about the Lucy Pet Foundation?
Please go to the website, lucypetproducts.com, and then check out lucypetfoundation.org so you can see where all the profits are going to fund the foundation to save animals' lives.
So all profits go to the foundation. That's really unheard of in today's environment.
Yeah.
Hang on, Doc. We have a quick word from our sponsor before we wrap up, and I'll be right back.
Do you know what dangers are lurking in your cat's litter box? Well, the folks at Lucy Pet Products do. It's ammonia, which is toxic to your cat and to you. New Cats Incredible has patented technology that actually stops ammonia from forming in the litter box. Give your cat a healthier litter box today by switching to Cats Incredible litter. All profits go to help animals in need. Available at your local pet store and Petco stores nationwide.
Well, Doc, I want to thank you for being in the show today and calling in, spending so much time with us. We've been chatting with Dr. Karen Halligan. She's the Chief Veterinary Officer at the Lucy Pet Foundation. And, Doc, great job today helping everyone understand litter box health. And we've got to stop this ammonia that people are experiencing. And you can find Cats Incredible pretty much anywhere, at any Petco. It's a super premium product, so it's going to cost a little bit more the first time. But I will say it lasts longer. And you're going to see a big difference. Doc, I want to thank you for being in today, and have a great day.
Okay, thanks for having me.